This is the first trade policy review of Armenia since it acceded to the WTO in 2003, and I would like to thank the government of Armenia and the Secretariat for their reports, and Mr. Pasi Haiki Varamma of Finland for his remarks as discussant, all of which gave us a good basis for the review. In addition, the participation of His Excellency Mr. Mushek Tumasyan, the Deputy Minister of Economy from Yerevan, along with his delegation, helped the examination of trade policies of Armenia. From the different reports and statements and questions from members on Tuesday, it is clear that the progress made by Armenia since independence in 1991 and since it acceded to the WTO in 2003 is widely appreciated. Above all, many of us noted that Armenians' open attitude to trade and investment, helped by the remittances from Armenians living abroad, were critical factors in the rapid economic growth and poverty reduction seen in the years before and after accession. But as delegations have noted, the global economic downturn that started in 2008 has hurt Armenia. The financial system has weathered this storm and has been shown to be sound. I did note that some other factors showed signs of weaknesses. In particular, the narrow export base, the dependence on remittances to cover the balance of payments deficit, and the rapid and unsustainable growth of the construction sector exacerbated in the downturn in 2009. The challenge for the government now is encourage diversification in order to reduce exposure to external shocks, like the financial crisis, as well as internal shocks, like the end of the construction boom. The second point, which was implied in the questions and statements we heard on Tuesday, was that reform needs to continue, although the focus for that reform might need to shift from legal and institutional issues to improving implementation of government policies. In the first decade after independence, Armenians' trade and investment policies were focused on getting the basic legal framework into place. This was driven by many factors, among which was accession to the WTO. After accession, the focus switched to strengthening the institutions essential to implement the laws. In this regard, the Secretariat report highlights the changes to customs administration, the judiciary, the intellectual property, which have taken place. It will now appear that much of the necessary legislation is in place, and most of the institutions to overlook or enforce those laws have been set up. Now might be the time to focus on getting the institutions to work as efficiently as possible so that they can effectively implement government policies. Of course, these are not three neat sequential steps. To a large extent, institutional and implementation reform go hand in hand, and Armenia has already taken great strides to move forward in all three areas. After reading the reports and listening to the discussion, I feel that the focus now shifted to implementation of the laws and policies through the institutions which have been created over the past 20 years. I have no intention of trying to list every area touched by the questions from members, but I have noted their willingness to continue working with Armenia, and I would note that there were some common issues such as A, support for Armenians' early accession to government procurement agreement. B, how border procedures, rules of origin, and customs valuation can limit market access for its trading partners. C, concerns about the development, transparency, and application of SPS and TBT measures. D, compliance of laws on intellectual property and geographical indications with the TRIPS agreements, and E, possible discrimination against the imports in the application of VAT and excise duties on tobacco. Finally, as I am apart from the part of the world next to Southern Caucasus, I would not refer to it as a rough neighborhood, as Pastor Hake's discussion suggested. I would prefer to think of it as a beautiful part of the world blessed by a long yet complicated history. In the TPR, we are dealing with trade issues, and trade can only play its role in moving from that difficult past to a better future. As the chairman of the TPR, I can only comment on trade policy and note that Armenia has taken great strides. Despite recent difficult economic ties, it has maintained its liberal trading policies. From its answer to the questions put by the members and its report, Armenia has shown that trade reform is continuing, and in this manner, I am confident that the members can join me in wishing it every success in the future.